and he played in 73% of the games this season. So he just got over the hump, cashing on $250,000. That was good, wasn't it?
He probably needs that.
I'm sure he does. But you know what? I like that he got it because he's doing a lot of good things with all
that
money.
If they had left Kyle Orton at quarterback, would they be where they're at now?
Well, obviously not if they were 1-4 at the beginning of the year. So, former Red shortstop Barry Larkin elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Good for him. He's always one of my favorites.
11-time All-Star. He's the only one that got voted in this year.
Dale Murphy didn't make it.
That's right. Murphy was a little disappointed today to find out.
Yeah,
that he
that's
didn't
what
make
I read.
Tiger Woods announced today that he will be making his PGA Tour season debut at the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am.
Must have some good strip clubs there.
February 9th through the 12th. This is going to be his first tournament appearance at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am since 2002. Do we still really care that much about Tiger?
No. Okay. I'm still not watching.
I didn't think so either. President Obama welcomed the Dallas Mavericks today to the White House as the NBA champions. That trip was arranged and paid for by Mark Cuban. He was really ticked off that the NBA did not arrange that trip.
They don't like Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Obama stated that it's too bad that next year it'll be the Chicago Bulls. So
who got massacred by the Atlanta Hawks.
The Prez has always got a good quip when it comes to sports. Unfortunately, he's not quite as savvy in the political arena. The interesting part of this story is that the Mavericks guard, Delonte West, was not able to attend this event.
He's got a little ink on him.
How about that? You know
what? Kind of worries me.
Because he pled guilty to a weapons possessions charge in September 2009 in a traffic stop in suburban Maryland. You know what he had? He had a loaded shotgun and two loaded handguns in a guitar case on his motorcycle. So, and then he wonders why he can't
go to the White House. Yeah, they frown on that.
Yep. I read a quote today from Delonte West, and he said, "It's unfortunate that the president can't meet me. I'm the president of my own house," whatever that means.
We got guns and lots of tattoos.
The less quotes you get from players, the smarter we all become. He told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that he was banned from the White House on Monday because of the weapons charges. But Secret Service spokesman Ed Donovan, isn't he supposed to remain secret? Guess not. Ed Donovan said, in effect,
"You blew my cover."
Yeah, he said that West could have taken part, and West was not banned from the White House ceremony. But you know what? West got a little press time because of his little thing. Here's what I don't understand. He's not even a part of the championship squad. Why is he going anyway? What's
exactly
the matter? But anyway, obviously, more than just their ego was hurt yesterday in the loss to Tim Tebow. The Steelers have four players who are experiencing serious injuries after the game yesterday. Left tackle Max Starks, nose tackle Casey Hampton, center Doug Ligursky, and Brett Kiesel are all facing significant injuries that will require off-season surgery, and some of them
A team that's going to get a facelift.
Yeah, could potentially not be ready for the beginning of next year. Also add to that list center Marquise Pouncey, who's a Florida boy.
He's always hurt.
Yeah, he's been in the league 2 years. Steelers made it to the playoffs both times. He's missed all of the playoff games. So
good for him. He's consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. Consistency is key.
Pittsburgh's going to see a lot of changes. That's a roster that's getting older and older.
Getting very, very old. And so it'll be interesting to see.
I like to watch Mike Tomlin get fired up on the sidelines.
He does. And he was pretty hot today. But what do you do?
He just got T-bowed.
He got T-bowed, absolutely. He got T-bowed.